Hey, welcome to The Conversation. This is Andy Mason, and you're listening to Authentic Conversations around the messy intersection of faith, family, and business. And today I want to talk about For Such a Time as This. It's a statement that actually was first coined by Mordecai to this lady called Esther in the book of Esther in the Bible, where she was positioned to speak up and do something for her people. She didn't have to because she was sheltered. She had privilege. She was in a position where she was actually taken care of completely. So very low risk. But Mordecai came to her and said, "You were born for such a time as this, and you can speak up and make a massive difference. But if you don't, God will bring about hope from another source." So I've been pondering that. I've been pondering this week, the last week, we've seen crazy things happen. We've seen protests, which have been great. And then we've seen some of those protests turn to riots and pain and looting. And it's been confusing. And there's so much that, me personally, I've been learning. And it brings me back to 2 years ago when we purchased our home here in Reading. We'd been in the States for 10 years. It had been a crazy, crazy journey. If you want to know more about that, check out Finding Hope in Crazy Times, the book. You can find it on Amazon. And 2 years ago, we finally got this house that we'd been waiting for and dreaming of. And we were in there for 6 weeks. So dream home, 10 years in the waiting. We're in there for 6 weeks and we have the car fire. I remember walking outside, cooking in a barbecue and seeing this smoke billowing up over the ridges behind our home, thinking that looks really scary. And then when I saw one of the big airplanes, the water bombers, and it was huge, these big, big planes. And then when I saw it against the smoke, it just looked like a flea. It was tiny compared to the size of this smoke plume in the air. I remember going inside, getting, "Hey, we need to leave," grabbing the kids, getting my wife, all jumping in a vehicle. We had a guest staying with us. We hopped in our vehicle and drove out of our driveway as the US Marshals were coming up the road. Even telling you, it's like, oh, that still feels so real. Over 220,000 acres burned. You couldn't see the sky for 3 months. We lived displaced in somebody else's home for 3 months of that time. We didn't know if our house was still there. That's another story. But in the middle of that time, when everything is burning, it's not what you expect. It's not what you want. It's not what you dream of. It's not what your hope is. But everyone had a choice. And what was fascinating is there were people that had moved to our community just 3 days before the car fire happened. And they'd have every reason to get her up and leave. Like, I'm not going to live here where there's fires and it's disgusting. And what was beautiful is now just black. It's burned. And time again, we met these people. And the fire, the disaster, the crisis actually strengthened their resolve to say, "No, this is my community. I was born for a time like this." And what it did is it forged their roots to go deep and become part of a community. There were others who had been here for perhaps years, and it clarified their decision in that they realized, you know what, I should have made the decision a long time ago that it's time for me to move on, time for me to find my community, because this is not that. I remember my wife going in and she ashed out lots of the homes. That means the homes that got burned, they went in with a team in hazmat suits and would sift through all of the ashes to find pieces that were valuable. Valuable items, maybe coins, maybe medals, maybe a photo album, maybe something that survived the fire. And we did that with this first couple, Ben and Becky. And they were there, and the team in hazmat suits at the first house that they're ashing out, and they didn't really know what to expect. They get there and they're kind of awkwardly moving around. Ben and Becky have lost everything in this house. And they go through, and it's a really somber moment, and it's emotional. and you're bringing out things that you find. Is this something that's valuable to you? And they would say, oh yeah, that's this and that's this. At the end of that time, we prayed for Ben and Becky, and one of the people praying had this image of them dancing in the ashes, that the scripture in Isaiah says, instead of ashes, he gives me beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness or despair. And they say, look, I'm not sure if that's something you do practically or just a spiritual thing. And instantly, Ben and Becky, just because of who they are, say, no, no, let's do it. So they literally walked over into what used to be their living area and stood there, and they had this song going through their head, which was the song they sang to at their wedding, and they literally danced to it, like slow dance, like moving around and then swinging your partner backwards. They slow danced in the ashes of their house that had burned. It was powerful and moving and emotional and significant. Why? Because they said, this is our home. I don't care that the house has built down, our home is still here and we will rebuild. Now, it's now 2 years later and they are getting to the point of moving back in. But what's the point? You were born for a time such as this, and what you do when there's a crisis, you get to choose whether you're going to dig in, dig deep, or whether you're going to say, ah, nah, not really. And you're going to circle the wagons and step back and protect yourself and protect those around you and miss the biggest opportunity of a lifetime. For us, 12 years ago, we left New Zealand. We heard God say, leave your home, leave your family, leave your city, leave your community, and go to a country that I will show you. It's not what we imagined, coming here, having things burn, the health challenges in my family, the difficulty around finances, the ups and the downs of really surviving and getting to a point, and just when you think things are sort of starting to level out, we have COVID-19, and then we have another police shooting, another loss of life. It's devastating. And then the things that come as a result of that, riots, marches, you're thinking, what is this country? What is going on? I've got a choice again of, do I dig in or do I just run away? In 2018, when we had the fires here in Reading, that's 2 years ago, my wife and I looked at each other and knew we were born for this. And you know what? We've been procrastinating. We've been citizens of New Zealand. We are citizens of New Zealand. And if we are serious about that God has sent us to this country, it's not just a temporary thing, but it's something permanent. It's to be engaged. And to be engaged, you've got to vote. You've got to let your voice be heard. And so we started the process 2 years ago of going and literally adopting this country as our own, that it wouldn't just be in voice, but actually in deed. We wouldn't just say we love this country, wouldn't just invest money and time, but we'd actually invest our future. So we started the process of becoming citizens. Actually, we would be citizens by now, except that COVID-19 closed down immigration, so they've delayed the process. We're still waiting for that. And then the current unrest has probably delayed that and more. What's the point? It may be delayed, but we're not delayed in the decision in our hearts that this is our country. We adopt you, and it's messy. And I see the mess, and I see the hurt, and I see the pain, and it's not fun, and it's not easy. And it doesn't matter, because when you make a decision all in, then you go all in. And who knows whether you were born for a time such as this. And if you don't speak up and engage, and especially speak up on the people, on behalf of the people around you that maybe don't have a voice. You know, maybe that's a racial thing. Maybe that's your black neighbor or the black neighborhood. But maybe that's a different group. Maybe that's people that are homeless. Maybe that's people that don't have the same physical condition that you have. Maybe it's a health. Maybe it's people that are physically disadvantaged. Maybe it's mentally disadvantaged. I don't know what that is for you, but who is God stirring you right now that you've got a choice to pull out and circle the wagons and build bigger defenses of why you don't need a change? Well, perhaps today you're surrounded by flames and you get a choice. Are you going to dig in, dig deep, and say, I am all in? I might be sitting in ashes, ashes of dreams, but if you're sitting in ashes of dreams, why not dance? Because you can turn those ashes into something beautiful by your actions. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are, there's always someone worse off than you. What if we looked out for that person? Because it doesn't just happen by chance, it happens intentionally. So the intentional decision that we've made is to lean in, is to move forward, is to humble ourselves, is to learn about a culture that we didn't grow up in. American culture, black culture. It's not where we were born, but we get to choose what we will do now. And I read a book, it's called the Bible. And it says that we're all members of one body, which means when one part of your body's hurting, you run to it. You don't tourniquet and cut it off. You actually lean in and listen for the pain, and you humble yourselves and you hear things that you maybe didn't want to hear because it's painful. And you don't defend yourself because this is part of you. You actually listen and lean in. So that's what I'm doing. That's what we're doing. We are all in. We're in the citizenship process. This hasn't reduced our desire to do that. That's actually increased it, because we are all in for a time such as this. So what about you? What do you need to learn? What do you need to lean into? Where do you need to humble yourself and say, hey, things may be burning around me, but that just strengthens my resolve. There is a way through that, and that's going to require all of us. So what about you?